All right, so I have a picture here, not of silicon, but of gallium arsenide. And gallium arsenide is got a zinc blend structure that's got an FCC Bravais lattice. It looks like diamond, except the two different atoms in diamond, one of them is now gallium and the other one is arsenic. And in this picture, there are black and yellow stripes, and these are planes of gallium, arsenic, like that. So these are the atomic planes. And there's this big feature, and that feature is one donor. And so there's one atom there that's donating an electron to the conduction band, but this was measured at low temperature. I think it was measured at 4 Kelvin, and it hasn't lost its electron yet. And you see this electron orbital around the donor. The donor in this case was silicon. It's silicon on a germanium, on a gallium side, sorry. So it says in the title, around incorporated silicon sub gallium. So it's silicon on a gallium side. Gallium has one less electron than silicon. That makes silicon a donor. Arsenic has one more electron than silicon. If the silicon were to sit on the arsenic site, silicon would be an acceptor in gallium arsenide. And the growth of gallium arsenide is so well controlled that it's possible to put the silicon on purpose, either on the gallium site or on the arsenic site. So these are the donors that you see in gallium arsenide, and you see that there's a radius of the wave function is much bigger than the spacing between the atoms. So it goes, this electron, if you calculate the Bohr radius that goes with this solution, it's quite big. And this electron is easily ionized. This image is, it's an STM image taken at 4 Kelvin, but if you warm it up to room temperature, this donor would lose its electron, it would go into the conduction band.